Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, verse 26 reads, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Daniel chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The fact that the stump was not to be uprooted, but was to be secured and left in the field, indicates that the king would be restored to the throne. However, that restoration would not take place till Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged God's sovereign right to rule, that heaven rules. Daniel concluded by exhorting the king to renounce his sins. This points out the principle that any announced judgment may be averted if there is repentance. Daniel urged Nebuchadnezzar to turn from his sinful pride and produce fruits of righteousness, doing what is right and being kind to the oppressed, acts which stem from a heart that is submissive to God. Had Nebuchadnezzar done so, he would have averted his 7 years of insanity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the sense or the understanding of it all from the Matthew Henry Bible commentary, which is a more devotional commentary, I think, the best that ever was. he goes on to say, Daniel was struck with amazement and terror at so heavy a judgment coming upon so great a prince, and gives advice with tenderness and respect. It is necessary in repentance that we not only cease to do evil, but learn to do good. Though it might not wholly prevent the judgment, yet the trouble may be longer before it comes, or shorter when it does come, and everlasting misery will be escaped by all who repent and turn to God and do the right thing. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God about everything. Give it to Him and pray for wisdom to understand His holy word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Saved from hell, that is, and saved to heaven, to that wonderful place called heaven, when you die. May God bless you, dear friend, and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6